The Beijing Summer Olympics were supposed to be a big international party, but the Chinese government has tightened visa requirements in recent months, making it harder for foreigners to travel there. And that may be one reason why tourism is down in Beijing, and some hotels are slashing their rates. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
I'm standing here outside the Chinese consulate in Washington, D.C. Normally, summer is a pretty high season for tourist visas. But inside right now, there are just about a dozen people waiting. When I was here back in December, the scene was completely different. The crowds were so big, I had to sit on the floor and wait for about 2 hours to be seen. Fewer people may be applying for visas because it's more of a hassle to get one. Consider Pat White of Dallas and her family. Last year, they began planning a 3.5-week luxury tour of China. But a few months ago, consulates began demanding proof of round-trip air tickets. And they wanted to know where the Whites were staying every single night. Pat White says an itinerary wasn't enough.
And they said, no, it had to actually be confirmation from the hotels in China that we had reservations and had paid for it.
When it came to the Whites' 27-year-old daughter, Sarah, the Chinese government wanted even more.
They wanted a bank statement that had, you know, somewhere over $3,500 in the account. They also requested a letter from my employer here in the United States stating that I would be taking a leave of absence and returning to my job on a certain day.
Sarah White got the visa and had a wonderful trip, but the application process left her feeling treated like a child.
It seemed ridiculous to me that they needed a financial statement and a letter from my boss. It felt like I was going on a kindergarten field trip.
It was insane.
That's Janie Wooster. She handled the White's trip at Bamboo Tours, a small travel agency in San Francisco. Wooster says the new visa rules wrought havoc at the local consulate.
It just became such a horrible situation where you would see people just yelling at the visa workers and just frustrated beyond belief.
Wooster even suggested some travelers postpone their trips.
I just started warning people, honestly, to not go unless they really wanted to deal with a headache at the consulate.
Some people may have taken that advice. The Olympics were supposed to be a bonanza for Beijing, but tourism is actually down. Chinese officials say the number of visitors in June fell by nearly 20% from the same time last year. Most five-star hotels are still booked for the Games, but some of the city's more modest hotels are cutting their rates by up to 30%. Eli Hayslip owns Bamboo Tours. When he was in China earlier this summer, tour guides were complaining.
Our guide in Beijing said that she had only had 3 bookings for the month of June, which is just barely enough to get by. Bus drivers said they weren't busy. The day we were leaving, they did not have an assignment for the next few days. And that's very strange.
Hayslip says tourism workers blame the government's new visa restrictions. But there are certainly other factors. They include the weak U.S. economy, as well as concerns over finding hotel rooms and tickets to the games. Hayslip also thinks some people are staying away because of recent bad news, like May's earthquake in Sichuan province.
Those big numbers of collapsing buildings and deaths and all that, that's a major turnoff for tourists.
The Chinese government says it tightened the visa policy for what it calls security reasons. The changes came earlier this year after the violent uprising in Tibet and protests against the Olympic torch relay. Most observers think the visa change is designed to keep out foreign protesters and opponents of the regime. David Zweig is a professor at the University of Science and Technology in Hong Kong. He says the Chinese government is nervous.
On the one hand, there's a sense of great pride in how successful China has been, but at the same time, there's an insecurity that there's lots of problems and that the West will highlight those problems and that those problems are going to be what people will remember rather than the success.
The new visa policy may seem odd to outsiders, but it's not unusual in China. The government has tried to keep people away from big events before. In 1999, the regime staged a huge parade on Beijing's main boulevard to celebrate a half century of communism. But instead of inviting the public to participate, it put people who lived along the parade route under virtual house arrest. most Beijingers had to watch the festivities on TV. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.